Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is 9 July 2021. It's Friday. Weekend's coming up. What do you got going on? Anything big plans for the weekend?
Well, since you got Mrs. Rookie a bell to ring a ding ding for me with her broken ankle, I will be playing.
You'll be waiting on her hand and foot.
Waiting on her hand and foot.
Good.
I did scratch any golf today or for the weekend.
Oh, did you?
I was going to play some golf over the weekend with my good buddy Dave, but I've canceled, primarily because Gabby's out of town with a friend. Her family is down at Wisconsin Dells, and so Jackson's getting to have a friend over for a couple of nights. And me with Mrs. Rookie laid up in bed and me out on the golf course isn't really a good combination.
Good point.
So, so no golf this weekend. But I'm going to be golfing my hiney off next weekend because both kids will be in town to take care of mom while I get out early to play golf. Even though typically I go out and I'd be home by 9:30 with her ankle. She said she had to wake up Jackson the other day because I was here at work and her foot was throbbing. She needed ice on it. So she had to wake him up to go down to the freezer to get one of the ice wraps that we have. We have like 3 ice wraps that we're rotating through. So that it's constantly iced and something's cold. Which, by the way, those things aren't cheap. I bought like 3, and I can't find one of the same ones. There is one of them that she really likes. It's a gel pack that forms around and comes with Velcro straps. So it's very convenient.
Yeah.
$21.
Yep.
Crazy. There's another one with a gel pack that goes in a sleeve that goes around and Velcros on, which I kind of like, but she likes this other one better. $20. And then I just bought this one that is just a freezer package called Peas. It's got the bubbles in it and kind of forms and stuff. Nothing to slide it in or what have you. That thing was like $15.
Yeah, I know.
I got like $60 invested in ice packs right now.
I believe it. I had one for my shoulder. It was like a harness thing, but it was just put it in the freezer, you know, and then just take it out and you can wrap it up. That was like $40-something. It's crazy. But I used to have this machine. I wish I still had it. Lost it in the fire. It was something that my dad got. I can't remember for what. I think it was when he had his knee done. But it was the greatest thing, man. It had like a side bucket that you plugged in a hose to that you put. So in the bucket you put ice water.
Okay.
About half and half, and then the tube went in there that came out and went into this plastic, kind of an odd shaped thing that would draw from that ice water and fill up with ice water into that
little plastic sleeve type
that
thing.
Sleeve, and you could put it on your ankle, your knee, wherever, and wrap it, and it would constantly rotate the water in there, so it was cold as long as you wanted it to be cold.
You would think that somebody
was a little pump, basically.
Sure.
It was the bomb, man. It was awesome.
The bomb.
It was the bomb, to use your terminology. It was the best ever.
You'd be able to come up with something a little bit more that would be flexible to put around things like that, that would stay colder longer, or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really serious about it, you take one of these things out 20 minutes later, they're really not that cold anymore, right?
Yeah, they do warm up quick, but you know, you also get used to it. But you got to be careful, though. I've had ice on my knee before, where I took it off and my knee was as hard as this table because it was like frostbitten. You got to have something on there. But you just take a, you know.
Well, she's got it wrapped up with an ace right now too,
yeah.
So that's kind of the
that helps
the protection. But yeah, that stuff is expensive.
Well, I feel bad for her. I hope she gets back on her feet. I hope she has positive tests on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
She doesn't have to have surgery.
Yeah, we'll find out on Tuesday. It's kind of funny talking about all these ice packs. I honestly remember one. It was like a little sack when I was a kid, and you screwed off the top, right? You put ice cubes in it,
yeah.
And then you put it on your head if you got a bruise or your knee or whatever. Like old ice pack.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't have one? I have one of those right now.
You do?
Of course.
I don't think we do. They're all like the gel packs.
Of course.
And stuff like that. I don't even think we have
one. I got one of
like
the old
that.
School ice bag. It's just an ice pack.
Yeah.
For sure.
Put ice cubes
in. Those are great.
And the top comes off. It's like the
big. Yeah. Those are great.
So
you
funny.
Can take, you can put like regular size big cubes in there from your freezer.
Yeah.
And then if you smash them a little bit, you crush the ice a little bit, then you can really form that thing. However, wrap it with an ice band.
Maybe I should go look and see if I could get an old school ice.
You can still get them. They'll go down to the hardware. The
farmer store.
And you'll get one.
Anyway.
Oh, that's all I used, man. I had that other one, but I don't use it.
Maybe I'll have to do that.
Old school ice pack, man.
By the way, speaking of golf, and that's kind of what we started off this conversation a little bit, how come you haven't invited me to go golfing with you this year? Are you golfing with a lot of other people?
Well, we played.
Invited or what? One time.
It's the only time I've played.
So you never invite me anymore.
I haven't gone golfing with anyone.
You've got all these new golf clubs and stuff, and you're not even inviting. You know,
did I go once? Oh, I went with Kuklinski. Yeah. That's the last time. I golfed up here. I went with my brothers.
Next weekend, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. I'm in. We got to go down to play Wander Springs. We got to go down there by Davis. I want to do that one next.
All right.
Speaking of expensive, I'm looking at golf bags. I want to get a new bag.
I do too. It's like $250.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
It is insane, the price of golf bags.
I would need one that has the individual slots for each, you know, that holds only one club. Because right now I have just the one that has like seven compartments, or not even. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, maybe 5 compartments. They get stuck in there, and you put all the clubs in one. It's like, here, you're trying to get it out. You can't get it out of there. Just trust me. That's like, this is not what I need right now.
I don't need
it. I'm already owed already.
I'm already aggravated the way I'm playing.
Yeah.
I don't need aggravation getting my club out of the bag.
Stupid club out of the bag.
All right.
But I must.
So are you playing golf this weekend then? What are you playing?
No, I got nothing. I got nothing going on. And no plans for anything.
Yeah.
My next door neighbor's having a little get together on Sunday. I might go over there. But other than that.
That doesn't seem like you.
I'm trying to branch out a little bit.
All right.
I'm trying to branch out, so we'll see. But otherwise, nothing going on. Who knows what may develop between now and then. I'll tell you on Monday. So, with that, I wish you all a very happy and safe weekend. Have fun. We'll see you on Monday for the Bill and Rookie Experience. It all starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.